今天晚上我们来学习主耶稣所说过的一个比喻。
Tonight we'll learn from one of Jesus's parables.
我们请看路加福音十四章第一节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 14, verse 1.
路加福音十四章第一节。
Luke chapter 14, verse 1.
安息日，耶稣到一个法利赛人的首领家里去吃饭，他们就窥探他。
Now it happened as he went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath that they watched him closely.
这个法利赛人的首领邀请主耶稣到家里去用饭。
So one of the rulers of the Pharisees invited Jesus to go eat bread with him.
他们有一个不太好不好的目的。
They didn't really have a good intention.
他们故意要仔细的看主耶稣有没有讲错什么话或做错什么事。
They wanted to watch Jesus closely to see if he would do something wrong.
但是主耶稣还是一样照着他的对人的怜悯，他在安息日医治了一个人。
But Jesus, as he would.Showed his grace to heal someone on the Sabbath.
这个对法利赛人来讲是在安息日不能够做的事情。
To the Pharisees, this is something you can't do on the Sabbath.
但是主耶稣还是一样他行了神迹医治了这一个人。
But Jesus still healed this man.
不但这样子，主耶稣也借着这个机会讲了一些的，给他们一些的教导。
And Jesus also took this chance to teach them some things.
让他们知道什么叫做谦卑。
Teach them what it means to be humble.
让他们知道什么叫做什么是爱。
And teach them what love is.
那主耶稣也讲了一个比喻。
And so Jesus told them a parable then.
当然，这个比喻主要是。对当时在当时的这些法利赛人所讲的。
And of course, the main point of the parable was for the Pharisees at that time.
当时这些法利赛人他们最懂圣经。
And the Pharisees at that time knew the scripture very well.
他们也最努力的在遵守这个圣经里头的圣经里头所说的。
And they followed the rules listed in the Bible very closely.
但是他们却不接受耶稣，他们却拒绝耶稣。
But yet they still did not accept Jesus and rejected him.
那所以主耶稣讲的比喻就是针对着这些法利赛人，他们拒绝耶稣拒绝主耶稣。
And so the parable Jesus spoke addressed this fact that the Pharisees were rejecting him.
那这个比喻是在。路加福音十四章的从十六节一直到二十四节。
And so this parable begins at verse 16 of chapter 14.
对这个比喻，我们今天主要要来查考这里头所提到的这个仆人。
And from this parable, today we're going to focus on the servant listed, that's described here.
因为今天我们也常常称我们自己是主耶稣的仆人。
Because nowadays we often consider ourselves as servants of Christ.
我们因为是仆人，我们常常愿意在教会里头来做一些的侍奉。
And because we're servants, we're often willing to do different things and works at church.
因为我们是仆人，所以我们在传福音的事情上面，我们也常常非常的注意。
And because we're His servants, we also pay attention to. Our evangelical efforts.
所以这里所提到的这个好仆人，应该有一些的榜样，可以让我们来学习。
And so there should be some things that we can learn from this good servant in the parable.
那这个比喻在十六节告诉我们说，有一个人他摆设了一个大筵席，他也请了许多的客人。
And so in this parable, in verse 16, it tells us that there is a certain man who. Set up a great supper and invited many people.
十七节到了坐席的时候，打发仆人去对所请的人说：“请来吧，样样都齐备了。”
And in verse 17, it says, "And he sent his servant at supper time to say to those who are invited, come, for all things are now ready.
今天我们也会收到一些邀请卡邀请。
So sometimes we might also receive invitations.
那上面已经写得很清楚，哪一天几点钟在哪里。
If it's an invitation card, it might even write down where and when this event would be happening.
那时间到了，通常我们不会再收到通知。
And usually, of course, at the time of the actual meal or event, we won't get another invitation.
那在当时呢，跟今天有一点不一样。
So you can see back then when the parable was shared, the custom was a little bit different.
就是时间到了，还会有在最后的通知。
So when it was the time for the meal, they would go out and invite everyone one more time.
那当然这些人事先都已经有 接到这个邀请。
And of course, all those invited already were given an earlier invitation so that they knew about the event.
那从十七节我们看到说，这个主人打发他的仆人去做最后的做这个再一次的通知。
And so in verse 17, we can see that the man told his servant to go give the final invitation to all those who were invited.
所以这个仆人就是主人所差派的使者。
And so you can consider that the servant is someone like an ambassador for his master.
那所以呢，所以这个仆人他就代表主人。
He represents his master.
因为主人可能通常主人不会这个主人呢，他在家里头，他应该还有很多事情，他需要去处理。
Because this master at home probably has many other things he needs to take care of.
所以呢，他就差派仆人。个别的每一个客人再去通知。
And so he sends his servants to go to each of the individual invited people to remind them.
那在这样的情形，虽然他是一个仆人，但是他代表主人。
So in this situation, you can say that though the servant is a servant, he's also a representative for the master.
所以这个仆人他是有一个很荣耀的一个身份。我代表我的主人。
So in a way, he has a very glorified status that he's a representative of his master.
那这一位今天主耶稣呢，他就是主人。
And so today, Jesus Christ is our master.
我们被主耶稣所差派。
And we are sent by Jesus Christ.
所以我们代表主耶稣。
And we represent him.
那这个筵席常常也可以代表着就是这个主耶稣所准备的福音。
And so you can say that this all can represent the gospel that Jesus has prepared for us.
所以这个仆人可以是我们做我们一个很好的学习的对象。
The supper is the gospel, and so you can, in this perspective, you can say that we can learn a lot from this servant.
我们请看《使徒行传》第一章。
Let's turn to Revelations chapter 1.
使徒。
Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章第八节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
第八节，但圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
当时耶稣的这些门徒也是被耶稣所差派。
So at that time, the disciples were sent by Jesus.
这时候的主耶稣他已经复活了。
At that time, Jesus had already resurrected.
所以主耶稣再一次应许。要将圣灵赐给他们。
And so he once more promised that the Holy Spirit would come down upon them.
那他们要为耶稣的复活来做见证。
And that they must go forth and testify of Jesus' resurrection.
好，所以他们是代表着主耶稣来传讲耶稣复活的福音。
And so they represent Jesus to share about Jesus' resurrection.
啊，因为主耶稣的复活，所以带给我们这个救恩。
And because of Jesus' resurrection, we receive the saving grace.
那这个救恩的一个很大的功用，啊，就是让人跟神能够达到和平。
And one of the main purposes of this grace is to allow God and man to be at peace.
好，我们请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章二十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20.
二十节，所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借着我们欠你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf.Be reconciled to God.
啊，这里说我们就是主耶稣基督的使者啊，又好像是一个大使。
So here it says that we are like ambassadors for Christ.
啊，那这个大使是代表一个国家的总统。
Typically, ambassador represents the leader of the country.
啊，那今天我们是代表主耶稣。
And so today we represent Jesus Christ.
啊，来传讲耶稣的复活。
To share about Jesus' resurrection.
啊，来传讲这个耶稣的福音。
And share about his gospel.
啊，来让人得到这个和平的福音。
And to let man become reconciled to God.
那我们啊，还有一个很重要的哈，我们请看腓立比书第二章。
And so we have one more important point. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 5.
第二章。
Sorry, Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章十五节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 15.
啊，使你们啊无可指摘，诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖谬的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中。好像明光照耀。
That you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world.
这里说我们也要像这个明光照耀在这个世界。
So here it says that we will be like lights shining in the world.
我们为什么我们需要灵修自己？
Why do we need to cultivate ourselves?
因为当然这个是神对我们的要求。
Of course, this is something that God asks of us.
那另外一方面，这个也是一种见证。
In turn, this is also a form of testimony.
我们为耶稣，用我们的行为来做耶稣的见证。
We let our actions testify for Jesus Christ.
在路加福音十四章说这个宴席已经准备好了。
In Luke chapter 14, it said the supper was ready.
啊，那既然食物都准备好了，所以要赶快来。
All the food was prepared and ready, so the invited needed to come quickly.
啊，所以这个到了这个时候啊，应该是很紧急的，叫你就要马上来。
So at that time, things must have been very urgent. Calling to you, so you must come and join in the meal.
哦，因为食物已经准备好了。
Because all the food is prepared and set ready.
哦，今天我们在传福音，常常也像这样子，是很急切的。
And so today, often when we evangelize, it also has this sense of urgency.
哦，这个圣灵已经降临了。
The Holy Spirit has already descended.
啊，主耶稣再来的日子已经越来越临近了。
And the time where Jesus Christ will return is coming closer and closer.
哦，那这个仆人要每一个人再去提醒他们。
And so the servant needed to go remind every person once more.
哦，所以就好像今天我们这个传福音常常也是一对一的啊，这种个人的传的先道。
It's like today when we evangelize, often it's also us going to another person and talking to them one to one.
哦，当时一个主人他必须这么做。
At that time, the master had to do this.
哦，这个要仆人一个一个的再去邀请。
Asking his servant to go to each of the invited to once more, ask them to come.
代表着主人很看重这一个人。
What it means is that the master really wanted this person to come.
哦，那我们也是一样，很看重每一条灵魂。
And similarly, we today also really should want every single soul.
哦，所以我们需要看重这种个人的布道，个人的传福音。
And so, we need to pay attention to this type of evangelism, to each individual person.
哦，那这一些人他们本来就已经有收到这个邀请。
And now, all the invited, of course, had already received the invitation before.
哦，所以这一些人都知道这一个宴席。
They knew that this supper was happening.
哦，那这在告诉我们说，我们传福音的对象，有一些人他们本来就已经是认识耶稣的。
So this tells us that, when we're evangelizing to other people, those that we evangelize to may already know about Jesus.
啊，就好像我们周遭有一些基督徒的朋友。
So it's like we may have friends who are Christians.
哦，虽然他们已经认识耶稣，也相信了耶稣。
And even though they may already know Jesus Christ and believe that who he is.
哦，但是我们知道他们还没有得到前辈的福音。
We know that they may not have the entire gospel.
哦，所以这种人也是我们应该也是我们传福音的对象。
And so these individuals are also people that we need to share about the whole gospel.
我们请看《使徒行传》十三章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传十三章十四节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 14.
十四节，他们离了别家，往前行，来到比西底的安提阿，在安息日进会堂坐下。
And when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down.
这在讲到保罗跟巴拿巴，他们出外传福音。
Okay, this passage describes Paul and Barnabas when they went out to evangelize.
哦，他们来到一个地方，他们在安息日进入会堂。
And they came to a location and entered the synagogue on the Sabbath.
啊，那这个会堂所聚集的人，大部分都是犹太人。
And so most of the individuals at that synagogue were Jewish people.
哦，那这些犹太人他们是认识独一的真神，拜独一的真神。
And these Jewish knew of the one true God, and they worshipped this one true God.
哦，所以他们有相当的信仰的基础。
And so they had a basis in their faith.
哦，但是他们还不认识主耶稣。
But they did not know Jesus Christ yet.
哦，他们还不晓得主耶稣就是那个圣经所预言的这个弥赛亚。
They didn't realize that Jesus Christ was the promised Messiah in the Bible.
哦，虽然他们拜独一的真神，但是他们也必须来认识主耶稣。
So though they already worshipped the true God, they needed to come to know Jesus Christ.
哦，那虽然他们拜独一的真神，他们也需要来领受主耶稣的救恩。
And though they knew the one true God already, they still needed to come receive.Jesus Christ's saving grace.
哦，所以保罗每来到一个地方，只要那个地方有犹太人的会堂，他一定会去。
So when Paul traveled, if there was a synagogue at the place he went to, he would definitely visit it.
好，我们再请看四十六节。
Let's look at verse 46.
四十六节，保罗和巴拿巴放胆说：“神的道先讲给你们，原是应当的。”只因你们弃绝这道，断定自己不配得永生，我们就转向外邦人去。
Then Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, "It was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first. But since you rejected and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, behold, we turn to the Gentiles.
这些犹太人他们已经在敬拜独一的真神。
So the Jewish were already worshiping the true God.
他们有相当的信仰的基础。
And so they had some sort of structure in their faith already.
照人来看，应该他们很容易来接受这个福音。
So from a worldly perspective, it seems like it would be rather easy for them to come to understand and accept the gospel.
但是事实上不一定是这样子。
But in reality, that was not necessarily the case.
那这让我们知道说这个拣选在于神。
And so this lets us realize that the one that chooses is actually God.
那我们人无论如何，我们要尽我们的本分，尽量的把福音来传给每一个人。
And of course, our role is to just do our best to share the gospel with everyone.
好，我们再请看以赛亚书五十五章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 55.
以赛亚书五十五章第一节。
Isaiah chapter 55 verse 1.
第一节，你们一切干渴的都当就近水来，没有银钱的也可以来，你们都来买的吃，不用银钱，不用价值，也来买酒和奶。
Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price.
这也是圣经当中一个一节很有名的邀请。
And so this is a famous line in the Bible about an invitation.
神总是充满着很有恩典的邀请。
And you can see God's invitation is full of grace.
那路加福音十四章最先被通知的人说已经准备好了，赶快来。是这些知道有这个宴席的人。
So in Luke chapter 14, those whom the servant went to remind them that or to let them know that the supper was ready and that they should come, these were all people that had already received it in previous invitation.
那今天我们有一些弟兄姐妹他们已经这个很久没有来教会甚至已经非常的冷淡。
And so nowadays, we have some brothers and sisters who whose faith has grown a little cold. And
但是呢，他们知道，因为他们本来是属于教会的，他们知道有这个教会。
But they used to come to church, so they know about our church.
那有一些可能是这个小时候被父母亲带来受洗。以后没有再接触教会。
Or others may have been baptized as a child and then didn't have a chance to become exposed to the church as much later on.
他这些人多多少少的，他们都知道这个神的教会，真耶稣教会。
So these individuals, to some extent, all at least know about God's church, the true Jesus Church.
所以这样的人也是我们要去邀请的对象。
And so these are people that we should see as people we need to go and invite again.
这个只要资料还在，有机会我们就联络一下，通知一下。
As long as we still know about their contact information and we have a chance, we should still try to reconnect.
我们总是要邀请人来到主耶稣这里。
So that we can invite them to come back to Jesus' presence.
好，我们再请看回路加福音十四章。
So let's turn back to Luke chapter 14.
路加福音十四章十八节。
Luke chapter 14 verse 18.
十八节，众人一口同音的推辞。头一个说：“我买了一块地，必须去看看，请你准我辞了。”
But they all, with one accord, began to make excuses. The first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused.
那我们现在来看一下这个仆人他遭受到这个人家的拒绝。
And so now we see that this servant received the rejection from some people.
所以18节一开始就是说这些有被邀请的有被邀请的人他们都拒绝了。
And so in verse 18, it begins a section where those that were invited are starting to excuse themselves.
那他们都有他们拒绝的理由。
And of course, they all have their own reasons.
这一个人说他买了一块地。
So this first person mentions that he purchased a piece of ground.
这是我的财产。
This is his property.
所以他要去看一下。
So he needs to go take a look at it.
19节。
Verse 19.
又有一个人说我买了五对牛要去试一试请你准我吃了。
And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm going to test them. I ask you to have me excused.
这个五对的牛是他用来工作用的。
And so these 5 oxen are ones that this individual uses in their work.
所以呢因为我的事业所以我不能去参加。
And so because of his work or career, he has to excuse himself.
21节。
And verse 21.
20节。
Verse 20.
又有一个说我娶了妻所以不能去。
And another, still another said, I have married a wife and therefore I cannot come.
另外一个是家庭的因为家庭的原因所以我不能够去。
And so here someone else's excuse is because of family reasons.
21节。
Verse 21.
那仆人回来把这事都告诉了主人家主就动怒对仆人说快出去到城里大街小巷领那贫穷的残废的瞎眼的瘸腿的来。
So that servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in here the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind.
因为这是一个比喻所以呢这里所说到的是每一个人都拒绝了没有一个人愿意来。
Because this is a parable, so all the examples of are of people who had to excuse themselves and were not willing to come.
那21节说到这个主人就动怒了就生气了。
And so because of these things, it says that the master became angry.
那当然这个主人不是对这个仆人来生气。
Of course, the master wasn't angry at the servant.
但是表面上来看就是说这个仆人他看起来没有把事情做成功。
But on the surface, you could say the servant didn't really successfully carry out his work.
他代表主人要去通知人说你们要来参加这个宴席。
The servant was representing the master to go ask everyone to come attend the supper.
如果是成功的话，应该很多的人都来了。
If he was successful, then there would be a lot of people coming to join in.
但是没有一个人来。
But not one came.
看起来他是没有把事情做成功。
So it looks almost like the servant was not successful at all.
但是这个主人生气，不是对仆人生气。
But you can see that the master was angry, but not angry at the servant.
所以主人对这个仆人的要求呢，不是在于说你成功，而是在于说你已经很忠心的做了这个事情。
But rather, you can see that the master's expectation for the servant was to wholeheartedly fulfill the tasks.
那所以我想这是给我们一个很好的很好的一个提醒跟安慰。
So, I think this is a very good reminder and comfort for us.
我们的老板通常要求我们要把事情做成功。
Often our boss will ask us to successfully complete some task.
我们的老板通常只看那个结果。
And usually the boss only cares about the result in the end.
但是我们看到神却不是这样子。
But we can see that God doesn't look at that.
神不一定要求我们要把事情所谓的做成功。
God doesn't necessarily ask for you to successfully obtain some certain result.
神对我们的要求是我们有很忠心的很尽责任的去把这个事情做了。
But rather, it seems that God cares more about the effort you put in to carry out a task.
哦，那这个仆人也知道他的主人是这样的一个人。
And the servant himself also knows that his master is like that.
哦，所以他就能够回来跟主人报告到底发生了什么事情。
So the servant is able to come back and report to the master, exactly what happened.
哦，虽然没有一个人来，但是这个仆人他也没有觉得很沮丧。
So even though no one was willing to come, the servant didn't feel down or anything like that.
哦，他也不用去躲起来。
He didn't have to hide.
哦，他能够很直接的来跟主人说，到底发生了什么事情。
He's able to come before his master directly and just report to him what had happened.
哦，今天我们在做很多神的工作。
And so today we will be doing a lot of different things for God.
哦，那很多的工作都跟传福音有关系。
And a lot of the work has to do with evangelism.
哦，那我们也一样的，我们很坦然的来跟主耶稣说，到底发生了什么事情。
And so like the servant, let us also report back to Jesus very directly.
哦，当然去通知人没有一个人来，这让人真的很让这个仆人觉得很失望。
Of course, if you like the servant, go let so many people know about it's time for the supper, and yet no one comes, you can be very disappointed.
但是呢，他能够告诉主人。
But still, the servant can tell his master.
同样的，今天在做圣工上面有时候有些结果也让我们觉得是失望的。
And so today for us, when we do a lot of work for God, sometimes the result can make us can be disappointing.
哦，那我们也能够很坦然的来跟主耶稣说。
But still, we can very plainly just tell Jesus about it.
哦，那我们来看，当这个仆人跟主人报告了之后，那主人怎么回应？
And so let's look again at what the master said after the servant reported to him.
所以在二十一节的下半句话就讲到，这个主人呢，就给仆人再给他一个工作，再给他一个指示。
So in the second half of verse 21, you can see that the master turned around and gave the servant another task.
好，所以我们来看。让我们看到说这个仆人他的这种顺服主人给他的命令。
And so we can see that this servant is very willing to just follow the master's commands.
那主人给他第二个使命。
And so the master gave him a second task.
那这一次呢，在二十一节下半句话是说你赶快出去到城里头去。
And so this time the master tells the servant to go out quickly into the city in the streets.
那在前一次是去叫人说你们来。
So while earlier he was to go to particular people and tell them to come.
那这一次主人是叫你们去。
This timeHe's telling the servant to just go.
哦，那到大街小巷去找这一些看来是本来是不配的人。
To go to the streets in the lanes of the city and bring in these people who, probably at first glance you may think are not worthy.
这里讲到是那些贫穷的、残废的、瞎眼的、瘸腿的。
So here it mentions the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind.
这些人他们或许知道是有那一个宴席。
And, so these people, 或许
maybe 他们知道。
So maybe these people knew that there was such a supper.
但是呢，他们跟这个主人一点关系也没有。
But they have no relations with the master.
不是这个主人的朋友。
They're not friends with the master.
那而且呢？他们又是贫穷的，又是瞎眼的，残废的。
And in addition, they're poor and handicapped.
啊，所以呢，他们可能知道有这个宴席，他们但是呢，他们没有被邀请，而且他们觉得他们是不配的。
And so perhaps they knew about this supper, but they weren't invited, and they probably didn't feel like they would belong there.
啊啊，但是在这个时刻里头呢，这主人说，去把他们邀请来。
But at this moment, the master says to go invite these individuals.
哦，前面那些人他们是知道有这个宴席，而且是被邀请。
Beforehand, those individuals knew about the supper and had an invitation.
哦，那这一组的人呢？啊，他们没有被邀请，而且呢，他们是不配的。
But this new group, did not receive any invitation, and you could say, might not even belong in this environment.
啊，但是结果是他们有来参加宴席。
But yet in the end, they are the ones that came to the supper.
哦，所以今天有一些人他们会觉得说他们是不配的。
And so, sometimes, people nowadays may feel like they are not worthy.
哦，真的，有些人因为他们的生活啊，因为他们的情形，他们觉得说，我怎么有可能去信耶稣？
And really, some people, because of their situation in life and what they have gone through, they will think, how is it possible that I would come believe in Jesus Christ?
啊，或许我们也会觉得说这些人是不配的。
Or we may have a perspective and think this person probably wouldn't come believe in Jesus Christ.
我们请看路加福音第五章。
So let's look at Luke chapter 5.
路加福音第五章第八节。
Luke chapter 5 verse 8.
第八节，西门彼得看见就俯伏在耶稣膝前说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.
啊，这个西门彼得，他觉得他是不配的。
So here, Simon Peter feels like he's not worthy of being called by Jesus.
第十节。
Verse 10.
他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。啊，耶稣对西门说，不要怕，从今以后你要得人的。
And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men.
虽然这些人觉得说我们是不配的。
So even though these people expressed that they didn't feel deserving.
那但是耶稣却让耶稣却呼召拣选他们。
But yet Jesus specifically chose them.
而且主耶稣还应许他们，你们要得人的。
And also told them that they must now catch men.
你们不但配得来跟，你们不但可以跟从我，而且可以为我工作。
Not only are you able to follow me, but you must also work for me.
好，我们再看回路加福音十四章二十二节。
So let's turn back to Luke chapter 14. And look at verse 22. 二十二
节，仆人说：“主啊，你所吩咐的已经办了，还有空座。”
And the servant said, "Master, it's done as you commanded, and still there is room."
啊，这个仆人在这里呢，他就回来跟主人说：“你所吩咐的，我们都做了。”
And so the servant came back to the master and told him that everything you asked me to do, I've done.
啊，第一次他是被所有的人拒绝。
The first time.The servant was rejected by everyone.
哦，那现在主人说你去邀请这些所谓不配的人。
And now the master told the servant to go invite all the individuals that may not seem worthy.
哦，但这个仆人呢，他没有跟主人说这有可能吗？
The servant didn't mention anything like, is this possible?
这些人会来吗？
Will these people come?
他们愿意来吗？
Are they willing to come?
这个仆人呢，他是主人这样吩咐，他就顺服的去做了。
It seems that as the master commanded the servant directly and followed and carried out his task.
所以他们就真的把这些人 都带来参加宴席。
And so in the end, they actually did bring all these individuals to come participate in the supper.
所以第一组人是有一些信仰的基础。
So you can say that the first group of people were people that had some sort of basis in a faith.
但是事实上他们没有来参加宴席。
But yet in the end, they didn't come join in.
第二组的人是看起来是不配的，但是他们却来参加了。
The second group of people appeared like they weren't fitting, but they all came.
那这样看起来这个仆人已经完成了他的工作。
And so now it seems like the servant has successfully carried out his tasks.
我们再请看二十三节，十四章二十三节。
So let's look down at verse 23.
二十三节，主人就对仆人说：“你出去到路上和篱笆那里，勉强人进来。”
Then the master said to the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled.
这个完成了一件事情，主人在吩咐另外一件事情。
So the servant completed a task, and yet again the master asks for the servant to do one more thing.
那这一次呢，去找来的人呢，这些人他们可能根本不知道有这一个宴席。
This time, the people that they're going to try to get to come are probably people that have no idea that there's a supper that's going to happen.
今天有一些人根本对耶稣、对基督教一点观念都没有。
And so today, there are people that really don't know anything about.Christ or church.
所以这样的人，我们也是我们去邀请的对象。
But these are also people that we need to invite.
那在这里哈，用了说勉强他们来。
And here it actually says that the master said to compel them to come.
当然我们传福音，我们很少是用所谓勉强的。
Of course, when we're evangelizing, we seldom.Force anyone to come.
但是如果神感动我们，有时候我们也真的会这么做。
But if God moves you, sometimes you may actually do something along those lines.
有些弟兄姐妹他们做他们信主的这个见证。
And so there are brothers and sisters that have testified about how they came to believe in God.
有时候会提起说当时那个传福音给他的人。
And sometimes they'll describe the situation of the person that who first evangelized to them.
他说好在当时这个人一直很坚持的不断的邀请我。
And they'll say that it's a good thing that the person who evangelized to me wouldn't stop and kept inviting me to come.
他会说实在的，当时我是觉得这个人很烦，甚至很讨厌这个人。
And really, at that time, I was really annoyed with this individual and found him very, or her very frustrating.
那现在很感谢神，好在他当时是这样，有点勉强我，所以我才能够领受恩典。
But now I thank God that it's a good thing that person basically almost forced me to come to believe in God.
那当然，在这样的一个时代里头，我们通常是。要很尊重对方的。
Of course, in our society, usually we must really respect other people.
人家如果说不要，我没有空，那我们就这样为止。
And if someone says no, I really don't have time, usually we just let it be at that.
或者说我没有兴趣。
Or if they say they have no interest.
但是如果有圣灵在感动你。那你就像这里所说的，就勉强一下，再去邀请他。
But if it's true that the Holy Spirit is really moving you, then as it says here, maybe compel them a bit, or go ask them one more time.
如果这是神的羊，将来他是会感谢你的。
If this is truly a lamb of God, they in the end will thank you for that.
好，那在二十二节，这个仆人说：“我已经办，主人，你交代我的事情我已经做了。”
And so in verse 22, The servant tells the master that what you commanded, I've done.
但是 23节 主人 又马上交代他做另外一件事情。
But yet in verse 23, the master turns around and immediately asks the servant to do one more thing.
都跟邀请，都跟带人来参加宴席有关系。
And of course, everything, every task has to do with bringing people to come join in the supper.
这让我们想到传福音的工作啊，它是我们一辈子的事情。
And so this reminds us that the work of evangelism is a lifetime of work.
最后我们看14章24节。
And so finally, let's look at verse 24, chapter 14, verse 24.
24节, 我告诉你们,先前所请的人没有一个得尝我的筵席。
For I say to you that none of those men who are invited shall taste my supper.
我们不要成为一个没有尝到神筵席的人。
So let us make sure that we won't be someone who cannot taste God's supper.
最重要的还是我们每一个人要得救。
What's most important is that all of us must obtain salvation.
我们邀请人参加宴席，不要我们自己没有参加宴席。
As we invite others to come join in the supper, make sure that we ourselves can still participate.
就好像保罗说，他很努力，因为他怕说他传福音给别人，自己反而没有得救了。
It's like Paul said, he really cultivates himself because he evangelizes to others, but he must make sure that he himself can also be saved.
我们一起唱诗34首。
So let's sing him verse 34.